Hey guys, this is Rob Paulson, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
With my winning smile, I'm a living lesson in flair and style. You just can't help but stare at my savoir-faire. I'm Nouveau, Deco, Roman, Greco, Rococo, Baroque, Bebop, Hip-Hop, Flip-Flop. Somebody stop me!
Come on, do it! Do an impression!
Do you know who I am?
Dr. Otto Scratch and Sniff, world-famous psychoanalyst to the stars?
Correct!
Love! What am I doing here?
No, you stupid kid! You don't understand!
There's something I have to tell you. I am one of the Ninja Turtles.
You got a problem with that?
Wedgie!
Trailblazing devotion to his work. I'm Yakko.
I can't believe this is happening.
Time out.
This is too bizarre.
Time in.
Even for a cartoon.
I think we have a difference of opinion here.
Let the hostilities begin.
Hello and welcome to the Tooncast Beyond of a special interview. I am TFG1 Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
And for those of you who were subscribed to Tooncast, even though Tooncast Classic is in the vault and we're done with that show, we are continuing here in Tooncast Beyond. And this guy is, first of all, phenomenal voice actor, one of the best in the world, is returning to the GeekCast Radio Network, the phenomenal, I'm hoping to get maybe an uncensored foul mouth out of him, Rob Paulson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike and Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. So you want me to give you an uncensored foul mouth, right?
We are a
What was that?
That was the what?
That was the critter from Tiny Toon Adventures, Tunes. Right? The one that... Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that...
Yep.
I remember when we recorded those, for the first few, it was, why, you goddamn son of a bitch, you, for 2 cents, I'd beat the Christ out of you, you know, that kind of stuff. And then we'd finally say, you know, we should just say dadgum it, and then they can, because I say, why dadgum you, I'd beat the dadgum out of you, and they just go beep, beep, beep. Yeah, the first bunch of them were definitely a little blue, and I've told many people I would pay money for the outtakes in virtually every show I've ever worked on because they, you know, remember, it's a bunch of grown-ups in there acting like 9-year-olds. So it gets pretty dicey, especially with guys like Billy West and Maurice and John DiMaggio, man. These, it gets really, really gnarly, but incredibly fun.